Yes, everybody, what's going on? My name is Stephen Allison. This is United Review. I am joined today by Abdullah, and we're going to be talking about that absolute farce that we've just seen there from Manchester United. Let's start on the positives. That first, let's start on the positive. Yep. Sorry, not positives. That was the best 45 that I saw there from Manchester United so far this season. All right, that's the positives out of the way. Let's talk about how it went absolutely tits up for us.
It's just a mix of everything. It's like we expected. Before we went in, I said I won't be surprised if we get back to 3-0.
Well, I said 2-2 on the preview that I did once we found the team out. Now, let's talk about the team selection, because I thought the team selection was actually very, 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 very interesting. We went with what on paper we thought Matic. There was rumours Matic was going to play centre-half. We looked at the team sheet, you're like, someone's playing centre-half there. We thought Matic, because he was the one rumoured to be. And we said, this is either 3-5-2, or it's 4-2-2, which is obviously going to be narrow but very strong down the middle. It turned out under Herrera was playing right-sided centre-half. Yeah. Now, it's not the right time or place for it, but other managers would have been called genius if that had played out. Now, I've not seen the goals back yet, but I believe he was at fault for the second one.
He also cleared up loads of the problems at the back. Every single time.
He wasn't the worst of the defenders.
Yeah, he wasn't the worst. Jones was clearly the worst of them. I mean, Jones on that left side. I thought, this is where I can blame Mourinho and his team selection. I thought Phil Jones in the England game, when he played on the left side of the back three against Belgium, was absolutely disgusting to watch. Like, his positioning is shocking. He can't chase down a ball. Like, the amount of times Lucas Moura gets down the right and I'm like, oh no, here we go again. Like, Luke Shaw did his best to track back there and help him out, but he's just shocking. His positioning's well off for a centre.
While you're talking about Luke Shaw, he did not deserve to be on the losing side today. Luke Shaw, do you guys agree with me? Get it in the comments. Do you guys agree? Was that one of Luke Shaw's best performances in a United shirt? I thought he was an absolute asset going forward. Yeah. He was aggressive defensively. Can we get up to 500 likes as well, people? We've got over 2,000 people watching. Let's get 500 likes. Not for the result, obviously. And subscribe if you're new around here. We hit 60k today. Should be a nice day to celebrate. But the team let us down. There's some things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how easily United are pressed and how easy it is to put us under pressure. And we'll also probably segue that into, is that why Jose Mourinho wanted to upgrade on some of the centre-halves that he's got. We're going to talk about David De Gea's passing. Hopefully we can pull up that in a little bit and have a look at it, because it was dreadful. And I wanted to also talk about the ownership, Jose Mourinho, and where he goes from here. As the title suggests, gone by Christmas is what I'm actually thinking is going to happen with Jose Mourinho. Yeah. I don't see how he turns this around. Let's talk about... I've seen his comments in the press conference that he's got three titles, which is more than the rest of the league combined, which is accurate. It bears no relevance because he's not won any of them at this club. Yeah. Can't really be boasting about that sort of shit when it's not been won at this club. Let's pull up Luke Shaw's touches from today, and let's see if we can have a look at what Luke Shaw did on the pitch, because I thought Luke Shaw was fantastic for us today. So let's have a look there. Luke Shaw, heavily involved. It brings it across in the centre a little bit in our third. Heavily involved around the halfway line. And as you can see, going into the box, he was getting involved. He was getting on the end. There was a ball that he played a 1-2 with Fred. Fred puts the ball, I think it was Fred, it might have been Lingard, sticks the ball in and creates a chance, gives him an opportunity.
You know what I liked about Luke Shaw today? He was getting the ball and he'd come inside a lot. And then he'd think, where can I create from here? Mm. That's the difference. I mean, since he got the injury in 2015. That's the difference since then. Like, he doesn't want to take that risk. He doesn't think, I can make a chance here. He used to get the ball and just run down that line. If he can't get anything out wide, he'll cut in and try and create. And he's getting back to what he was. That's the only positive I can see from today, Luke Shaw. Another guy in there was Jesse Lingard, just chasing every loose ball. The lack of energy from some of our players is just embarrassing there. Fred put himself about, to be fair.
I thought Pogba was terrible. I thought Pogba again was terrible. This is another compounding game.
I don't think
game.
Today it was just like unlucky passes and that. I think it was just the lack of wanting to do anything. It was just, every single time he gets on the ball, he doesn't want to do that pass, you know, over the defence that he always does, where he cuts it through to...
It was a half-assed performance from him, really, that's what I'm saying.
It was just as simple as that. It was a half-assed performance.
And Matic alongside him, usually a solid, usually a rock, making mistakes left, right and centre, which is just not him. So let's talk about the lack of quality that we had at centre-half. So Mourinho he set us up positively, didn't it? Like we said, first half, we was going for it. Defensive errors, exactly the same time. We had more shots against Brighton. They had a few shots, they put them away. Not quite the same, because Tottenham ended up having quite a few more shots. I think we ended up with 6 shots on target each. I believe it was 10 shots to them over the course of the game in total. But 22 shots from United, that proves we were set up positively. Lukaku going through one-on-one, beats the keeper, open net, misses the target. Take a breath, brother. Yeah. You've got so much time there. That's not...
Even if he's unsure, put it back to Jesse Lingard there. Like, if you're unsure, you're not putting that away. You should be putting that away. If you're a top striker, you're putting that away. But
I don't think we've got the... have we got David De Gea's pass map? I don't know if we've got that. Can we pull up a David De Gea pass map? I actually don't know if... I've not seen all of the data... every single individual player stuff. I'm wondering if it's on the second thing. We might have to come back to that and pull it in from something else. I'm just going to check it myself on the players report and see if it's on there. Just bear with us 1 second. Because I want to see the spread of successful and unsuccessful passes from David De Gea, because it was awful. It is. It's on there. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, bring that in when you get an opportunity. So, United was pressed very easily at the back. And I believe that was why Ander Herrera was featured in defence. And I believe that was possibly one of the reasons that we thought Matic might be drafted into defence, as someone that would be press resistant and be able to play out from the back. Chris Smalling, Phil Jones are not able to play out from the back. Ander Herrera had a little bit of a time with it. Let's have a look at this here. This is David De Gea's passes. So as you can see, a couple of them there going to the centre-halves. These ones around here when the centre-halves split. But then everything else going direct.
Some of them he had a lot of time. And then you think he'll get it right here. And then if it wasn't going to Lukaku, it was always wrong.
Yeah.
It was, some of them were just... I think Lucas Moura intercepted a couple of them in the middle. And it was so easy to read. And then again, it was Paul Pogba's fault for not dropping into the middle. I've seen, I think the ball went out for a bit because of one of the injuries in the first half. And I think it was McKenna or Carrick. It wasn't Marino that was chatting to Pogba. And there was clear instructions to try and get him through the middle because he wasn't in the right positions. His positioning was awful. And that didn't help as well with De Gea's passing map, because he wasn't hitting the right guys.
16 out of 22 long passes accurate. It didn't feel like that. I've got to admit, it did not feel... like 73%.
I think it's because he lost some of the ones that you expect him to get, like the ones that put us in absolute deep shit, like when the Lucas Moura ones where he just drops it in the middle and you're like, what are you doing there?
That's just not good, is it? I mean, we were pressed, and the option is, when you press the option, you've got a couple of options. You can play through it, which you see a lot of teams. Yeah. Manchester City very good at being able to play through that press. Our option today was to elect to go pretty long. As you can see there, he played it off into Phil Jones. He played it in there to Chris Smalling. Valencia he found a little bit of success with, but Valencia he also struggled. And then the rest of them that was coming up around here, you ones that, around here even, coming into Jesse Lingard and Lukaku, just not good enough, I don't think.
Usually
it was erratic. It was erratic.
Hits Fellaini pretty well, don't you think? And I don't remember seeing getting the best at again. It's like the Brighton game when we got Fellaini on and he was getting in those positions where you expect him to knock it down and stuff. Like, we weren't hitting him. Usually that's one of our weapons.
Right. But with how erratic we looked at centre half, I said on my fan cam, go and check my fan cam out, which will be out probably pretty soon on Full Time Devils. I said on the fan cam, I hope Jose Mourinho walks back into that boardroom and goes,
that's what I wanted, the centre-backs, right there.
Literally, that geezer that was on the pitch there, that's kept a clean sheet tonight, that's had it so calm, and then, you know, I'm forced into that. I mean, there's some people suggesting that he played Ander Herrera to prove a point. I thought Ander Herrera was working. He makes a mistake for the goal, people are going to point that out and say that, but I think it wasn't... I don't think he was the issue in the team.
I don't think he was just proving a point. It might have been a bit of that, but... I honestly thought he played in there to play us out of trouble, and I thought he'd try and match Spurs if they would obviously approach it with the three at the back. And I think Mourinho likes doing that a lot. He likes matching the other sides, and I think it worked really well in the first half where we were pressing them at the right times, and that's why Jesse Lingard was alongside Lukaku. Jesse Lingard was willing to run, Fred was willing to run, and we pressed them really well. We got the ball back, we created the chances. I think Lukaku misses that. I think it just goes against us in the first half, but you've got to pick yourselves up in the second half. We performed well, and that's where the defensive errors came in. If those defensive errors don't come in the end, it's still 0-0, and you're still able to change the game. And then again, the substitutions from Mourinho, weren't the best at all for me.
So Dele Alli won 5 tackles in our half, which means he was one of the tips of the spear there for the press, really putting us under. And I think that was what we... Our inability to play through that, I think, is that something that Jose can probably point to. Let's have a look at the average positions and then the average passes, or the most frequent passes. So this is our average position. As you can see there, you've got Phil Jones was dragged over quite far to the left because Luke Shaw was so attacking. Got no issues there with that. Chris Smalling, pretty central, as you can see. Ander Herrera, his average touch or his average involvement is slightly higher than the other two, because what he was doing, he was sitting in the three as part of the defensive structure when United was defending. And then once we crossed the halfway line, he was coming up and sitting alongside Matic, which is why you can see Matic slightly over to the left a little bit there, and offering an option to come back inside. You can see Antonio Valencia and Luke Shaw both in the opposition half. Now, against Brighton, we didn't have, I think we had 2 or 3 players in the opposition half. Look how many players were in the opposition half. There is 6 with your defensive midfielder Matic, another one almost in the opposition half. This was not a negative performance from Jose Mourinho. 10 shots in the first half. We can't score an open net. That isn't
rated
on Jose Mourinho.
That
wasn't on Jose Mourinho. You've got to go and put that one away. That's the obviously the one where Lukaku goes round and misses the target. It couldn't have come any better.
It's just easy to come.
Let's have a look at the most frequent passes.
But if you look at that,
so if you can see there, most frequent passes. So Ander Herrera pushing it forward there into Antonio Valencia, playing it into Pogba, and Pogba is finding Jesse Lingard on the left hand side. You've got Fred being found and Matic being found there from Luke Shaw. The problem here is that it's not coming into the final two players. I thought Jesse Lingard, from a defensive point of view, did very well. I thought attackingly he was creating chances, he was getting involved, his movement, that's the thing that you're always going to expect there from him. Yeah. Lukaku not good enough tonight though. And this is the problem, is your big players, your big signings, your big money signings, obviously one of them's come out and said he loves the manager. There's a lot of talk that the other one doesn't love the manager, but in Pogba and Lukaku. But they didn't perform tonight. And I think if they perform, Pogba had a couple of chances that was this close. Lukaku had a gilt-edged chance, and there was other opportunities in the game as well. Those are the players that have got to be getting over the line and scoring the goals. We shouldn't have been going in at half-time 0-0 at all.
Yeah. I think the problem is with some of those players out there, and what's so embarrassing is some of them almost feel like they're secured a position when the next manager comes in. And although someone like Jesse Lingard last season had a brilliant season, like even if the next manager comes in, he's going to be playing him. He was still playing his best. Luke Shaw, he's had a horrible last 3 years trying to get into the side. He's still putting his best. And that's where the problem lies with Pogba tonight. And maybe the likes of Lukaku. You don't see it. With Lukaku, obviously, it's a missed chance. He's not going to miss it on purpose. But it's more of the how hard he works when we concede, the reaction. It's like just before we conceded that third goal, we lost the ball, and someone like Alexis Sanchez, who usually is the guy that works hard, he was a cause for that goal further up the pitch, because he sees the ball and he just takes a step back and Fred runs across him. Fred's been on all game. How are you looking at the ball and you're just gone? You can't do that on the pitch. You can't do that at Old Trafford. You can't do that when you play for United. Simple as that. And that's the problem with some of those players. We didn't see this 15 years ago with the likes of Scholes, Giggs, Beckham, when they'd lose a ball. It's embarrassing.
Ryan Giggs did love an old stand there with his hands on his hips and blame somebody else. He did like that.
You're not going to do that when you play Arsenal in an important game or something like that.
No, but
you let go.
I think let's be serious on this here now. So the title of the video is Mourinho Gone by Christmas. What's your thought?
I said last week that he's got a 2-week period. And we're going into the second week, and I think he's gone. I think he'll be gone maybe by next morning, actually.
Well, the press conference was interesting.
Very.
To be fair, I got time for him doing this with the press, because the press hound him. As we said in the previews, yesterday I spoke about it on Meat Pie. Front page of the Guardian sports section, all these photos about Jose Mourinho, because he went at them. He affected them. Their ego got involved because he's messed us around. We're putting in front page 256 minutes of a press conference. So what? You ask him shit questions, he's not going to sit there. He's not a performing monkey. He's not going to do things just because you ask him to. He's there to answer your questions, and none of you have got intelligent questions, so bollocks to you. So again, tonight, on the back end of a defeat, he's obviously upset. The press are probably trying to get a bit of a funky quote out of him, because that's probably likely to happen, isn't it? So he doesn't give them what they want, so they're going to annihilate him. I don't know if he'll be gone tomorrow. I definitely think he's not going to be here Christmas, and because I think we're going to struggle against Burnley next week. This isn't a happy camp at the moment, despite what some people are saying is coming out of the camp.
Feels a lot like Chelsea at the end of like last season. You've got a couple of players in there who are working regardless of who the manager is, and some of them are just not asked to be. They know that they're going to be in that side when he's gone, and that's why at the same time you've got the likes of, I don't know, it's a bit harsh on him sometimes, Chris Smalling, but and Phil Jones, but they're trying to get, you know, their best out there, because they know when, as soon as someone walks in, they're not staying in that side.
Well, here's the thing though, I mean, you'd have said that with Jose Mourinho coming in, they're going to be out. But if the board isn't willing to let them go and bring in the replacements that the manager wants. Now, Zidane is the most talked about candidate. Now, he might be the guy that's going to be coming in. If Zidane comes into this Manchester United team, he's just walking out of a team that's won triple Champions Leagues. Phenomenal. He might be the gilt-edged coach. He might have it in him. He might piss champagne and it might all be fantastic. Yeah. But you got to remember, he won back-to-back Champions League titles with Cristiano Ronaldo scoring more than a goal a game up front. Yeah. With Gareth Bale when he wasn't injured. With Isco and Benzema. And a midfield that you couldn't pick a better one on fantasy football. And a defence with a leader like Sergio Ramos. We don't have a Cristiano Ronaldo. We don't have a Bale. We don't have a Ramos. We don't have a Toni Kroos. He's got Chris Smalling, he's got Phil Jones, and he's got 33-year-old Antonio Valencia. I can't speak a word of English, wearing the captain's armband. He's going to walk into that and he's going to go, sound, all right, here's my plan. I want to buy that guy, that guy, that guy. And Woodward's like, yeah, cool story. Meet Chris Smalling. He's on a new four-year contract. And he'll be like, if Jose Mourinho, the most decorated manager in world football, can't do it, there isn't a CV of a manager out there that can do it, as far as I'm concerned.
I think if you look at the way City went on with dealing with their situation, I mean, Pep walked into what? Bakary Sagna, Zabaleta, Kolarov. You look at that.
Yeah, it was like in the fullback sling it area, nerds.
He's like, all right, I've worked with them for a season. They finished, I think it was third. So they just finished third in that season. And then, obviously, he's just gone, those aren't capable enough to play week in, week out, clearly. We're still stuck with Ashley Young and Valencia as our fullbacks. We're not addressing those problems. We're not asking for the best left-back in the world, which is what Ed Woodward wants to do, clearly now, with these commercial signings that he loves bringing in. He's gone, he would do well for us. And that's why when we were rumoured to actually get Mendy, you thought 50 million, we're not paying that. We're not paying that for a defender. That's not going to cover like some magazine the next morning and going to get us a lot of money. So Edward would definitely need someone alongside him. Just leave him doing whatever he's doing with the sponsorships, because he's doing that pretty well. He loves to boast about it, but get someone in who understands football.
This is, my point is that I understand people's frustration, and I think people might have a very, very valid point in terms of that Jose Mourinho cannot take Manchester United any further. That might be a very valid point, because at some point, I think he's been mistreated by the club. They're not selecting his targets, telling him there's money available for a guy that might sell shirts, but there's not money available for a guy that might win football matches. And I said on my fan count with full-time Devils, you want to make money, you win every trophy that's out there, because then the money just doesn't stop coming in for you. If you're going out there winning back-to-back Champions Leagues and winning the league year in, year out, you're going to have to fight sponsors off with a big fat stick. Yep. That's how you make money as a club. Don't just be like, maintain Champions League, forget that. If you don't aim for the, if three or four teams are aiming for the top, and you're only aiming for top four, you ain't hitting it.
Yeah.
So I think
it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that anymore in the Premier League. You can go to Italy and
it's
maybe
too good.
Do that.
It's too good.
Premier League's too good.
It's too strong.
Look at sides like Spurs that have maintained that 11 for the past couple of years. Added a bit with Lucas Moura and so on. Those sides were getting top four with the same manager. They will continue to get top four. So you got a lot to challenge with. Sides like Chelsea, new manager, fresh faces. You got Kovacic coming in. You know, some quality player that's just won the Champions League in that side. You've got Jorginho coming in from Napoli. Those teams will improve. You will fall behind. It's just as simple as that. So Edward Wood can't look at it like that, because you're not guaranteed top four anymore. So even in a business aspect, you're failing now, unfortunately. So until it hits their pockets, we always say this, they're not going to notice. And I said this on my fan cam. I thought you'd have to see like a Milan 2010 again in Old Trafford for them to do anything, because if I'm not in there, you're not in there. People will still be in our seats. They will still sell the tickets. That's just how United are. They're a big club.
Right, we're going to come to some of the questions from you guys. We're going to come to the Patreon group for the questions first. Before I get to that, the point I was trying to make, and I forgot, I was just sitting here trying to remember the point I was trying to make. Jose Mourinho, the transfer window is over, right?
Yeah.
Until the 1st of January, which he's kind of alluded to himself, you are stuck with this squad.
Yeah.
So fix your attitude up.
Yes.
Or it ends like you said, next week, the week after, the clock is running, right? Yeah. And it's going to end unless you fix up. Jose Mourinho sulking hurts Jose Mourinho alone. It hurts Manchester United, but mostly it hurts Jose Mourinho. Now, if Jose Mourinho goes, you know what? Bollocks. Bollocks to the press. Bollocks to the board. Bollocks to Ed Woodward. I'm Jose Mourinho. I'm a fucking good manager. And you lot are good players. We're having it. Because I think that's what Sir Alex would have done in this situation. But I think,
see, I was thinking like that just before the season started. And we were speaking about that. Because there was clear negative energy in that side. But for me, some of those players have just reached that point with Mourinho. When we talk about the likes of Pogba. You need to have the likes of Pogba on your side. Some of those players have just reached that point with Mourinho where they just won't play for him. It's just as simple as that. And it goes back to that Chelsea side as well. When you reach that point, when you reach that level of negativity in the side, there's just no fixing it. You can't...
It might be the players, but do you know what? You ain't getting rid of seven players, eight players. The one
How
guy
are you
going to
get them on board? How are you going to get your best players on board? How are you going to get the likes of Martial on board when you've just had a negative 2 years with them? When you've been Paul Pogba and you've had a give and go with him every month because of your tactics. You've had to have Carrick in there trying to sort it out. You've had to sit with Ed Woodward to sort it out. How are you going to fix that?
Right, we're going to come to the comments and see what some of you guys are saying. If you're enjoying United Review, we're going to go through some more of the stats and some more of the data as well and have a look at how some of those players performed. If you're liking the content, please give it a share. Let's get to over 4,000 watching. We're just under that now. And also give us a like. We're going for 1,000 likes now. So get liking the video if you're enjoying it. Right, let's head over to the Patreon group and let's see what some of you guys are saying because Cam posted in there earlier. Let's see what is being said. Let's pull up some of the questions if I can find them. Everyone's gone absolutely bananas in there for obvious reasons. Here we go. Right, let's find it. JD says, what do you think the issue is with the crumbling of our defence after conceding? Abdul, what do you think?
I think it's a lack of like sort of having a system in that back line for me. Obviously, you want certain players to be in that back line, but Mourinho's dealt with those players in the last 2 years, and it's never looked this bad. That's what shocks me in the defence. And that's when we go back to the point where he should be going, that's it, we've not got the signings in, but I'm Mourinho, I'm going to sort this out. For me, it was obvious to not play Phil Jones on that left side of the back three, in my opinion, today.
Was it an overreaction then, dropping both Bay and Lindelof?
100%, and that's where Mourinho's gone wrong again. Was he playing certain players in that Brighton game to prove a point? Was he playing Bayern Lindelof because... The fan, listen, managers aren't going to listen to the fans talking about tactics 24/7, but there's clearly talk. There's got to be talk between the coaches, the staff at the club, the likes of McKenna and Carrick coming in that are saying Bayern Lindelof are clearly a better match than what we've had over the past few seasons. They will bring a good balance. Is he just stuck them in there to prove that doesn't work for him and gone back to Chris Smalling and Phil Jones? Because I feel like it's a game.
How is it 2019 and we're looking at Valencia, Young and Smalling and Jones being regular?
I said this in my last fan cam at the Chelsea game after we lost at the FA Cup final, when we lost, I was like, how have we still got those? And I thought that would be the last time I'd have to say at least three of those names.
Nope. Connor in the comments, where do we go from here? This is a hell of a one, isn't it? Where do we go from here? After playing attacking football and getting the likes of Shaw and Pogba forward, we conceded two in less than 10. It was two in less than 2 minutes, I actually think. As we show, this Jose's defensive football is justified. Ned was wrong not to get Jose another centre-back. We've covered that already. Absolutely was wrong. Theo says, thoughts on Shaw? I think he's been class so far, but do you think he's keeping his place through merit or due to Young not being fit? I think it might have been that the case earlier on, but I think he's definitely keeping it on merit now. He's absolutely keeping it on merit. If Jose drops him now and he's not injured, then it might be like sling it time, to be honest.
Do you know what's so weird that's going on right now? Like, and it's been happening, in my opinion, over the past year, is where like Mourinho's playing certain players to prove points, in my opinion, to the board, and it's almost like a game of chess. Like, we're not a football club anymore. It's like you're trying to prove a point in a business, and that's what's so weird about what's going on right now. He doesn't think about the starting 11 and what's going to win us this game. He's just trying to show the board. Like today, Toby Alderweireld was at the opposite end of the pitch. I've got Lindelof, who I bought for 30 million, but I don't think he should be starting for me. I'll put him on the bench. Lindelof's clearly better than Jones.
Let's have a look at the passing from both fullbacks then. See if this is interesting, because I thought Valencia did what Tony Valencia did again. So this is Valencia, obviously, from the right-hand side. You can see quite a lot of angled balls there, not very many crosses. And you can see, I thought there was more than that. There's only showing a handful there of crosses that are coming back more there in the second half, where he gets into that position and he loves that right angle ball. Well, this angle, this angle. Yeah, whatever. I can't figure it out. And here's Luke Shaw. A bit more direct. A couple of his coming forward there. When Luke Shaw seems to do it, he doesn't seem to do it and kill momentum. He seems to do it and then make a run.
Yeah, that's what
a
I
lot
liked
of those
about
coming inside there. One cutting across the box. Couple that didn't.
Him and Fred connected really well there, and then we're flicking it straight on. And we're just lacking with some of those runs across the line.
I was liking Fred's attitude and tempo on that today. I like that. What do you guys think there? Do we have to upgrade Valencia to make anything happen here? I think we probably do, really, don't we? Let's take a quick. Can we do a poll while we're live? We're going to do a poll while we're live. Jose in, Jose out. Let's just keep it simple like that. Let's say by the end of the month. Let's say we're getting into September next week. Jose in by the end of the month, or Jose in, Jose out makes it more of an opinion, doesn't it? Do you think Jose will last September? Yes or no? Let's go for that as a question. Let's see if we can bang that. I think that comes up here as a poll. I think September, by the end of September, is Jose going to be in or is Jose going to be out of work and back on the Portuguese Riviera just sunning himself? Right, let's see some of the comments from some of you guys. Obviously, these are absolutely ninja.
I've seen a good comment
read.
Actually about Pereira today, how he was completely out of there.
Completely cut out, yeah. I was worried after the Brighton game, young player, is this the time that you absolutely crucified a guy?
I think the decision to have him in that role was more McKenna and Carrick, in my opinion, and that's why he's that quick out the side. And
the
we're talking about
go.
Proving points again. Is that another one of those where he's just showing Carrick and McKenna why he thinks he's not capable of playing in the six? Because Matic wasn't playing without a trouble there. He stuck a Dele Alli in front of goal at Matic's, one point.
Oh god, yeah, Matic's decision making was
so slow sometimes. I mean, he doesn't seem to pick out Jesse Lingard in those pockets, and even Paul Pogba when they were making certain runs in the middle.
Abubakar in the comments, slow. Is any part of the loss on Jose? Yeah, because I think his attitude to a lot of things could galvanise the squad, and I think you do see a difference sometimes when a manager is changed. Yeah. Or is it all down to the players making mistakes? He's definitely down to the players making mistakes, but
he could have done better with the changes. Yeah. Motivating the players at half time.
Theo was suggesting, is playing Herrera in the back three a big fuck you to Woodward? You think it might be. Thoughts on the refereeing? I think it was just shocking and inconsistent. Again, when you're live in a stadium, it's hard to even see what's happened half the time. So
it took Dele Alli about three dirty challenges to get anything, obviously, from the ref, but overall it wasn't didn't really affect the game heavily, did it?
What was that, Cam?
Jones was a penalty.
Well, it should have been a penalty.
Yeah, it should have been a penalty, yeah. That's one.
Ashley, there'll be a lot talking about the defence after it, but do you think the side struggles to create real chances? Yeah, I do. I think we created more today, which is weird but also expected, because we do seem to do a little bit better against the bigger teams. Now, up until half time, that was absolutely the case, wasn't it? Yeah. That was definitely the case, that we was doing better against the big team.
It's clear, the complete switch from the couple of defensive mistakes.
That's weird, isn't it? Let's go for some more other questions on Patreon. There's also going to be a Patreon podcast coming out, which is a Patreon only podcast tomorrow. We might be starting the Thursday Club back up again. That's going to just live on Patreon. So if you want to know all about that, then check it out in the description below. Matthias says, playing more attacking football this match with more crosses and more chances, but our weak defence is still holding us back. First half was much better showing. Is it still right to blame Jose? I think we've kind of covered that one. But yeah, I think you make a good point. We did play much more attacking football. I don't think people can accuse us of parking a bus. Absolutely not. Let's have a look at the data then for the I don't think you can get it on screen, but I've got it in here to have a quick gander at, I think. I don't know if I have, actually, in terms of the goal, the shots and that. I think it was 22 that we had. Waid says, lost for words. Effort was there from Shaw, but who else? Valencia, Smalling, Jones, not fit to wear the badge. First half wasn't bad. I thought it was very good, actually. I think it wasn't bad. It's probably a bit unfair. But Rom should be scoring that open chance. Absolutely. Sacked in the morning, being sung is embarrassing, especially at our stadium. Third game of the season.
Rival fans, wasn't it?
It was them, yeah. It wasn't us.
Did you not see, we haven't actually spoke about this, but Mourinho's walk off the pitch?
Well, yeah, I only saw it when he was on the travel on the way
home. Apparently, it was almost 2 minutes on the pitch. We saw about 40 seconds off Sky. And how he was just just stood there clapping someone through the scarf, and it was almost like a farewell. It was almost like I've been let down.
Do you know who I last saw doing that? Do you know who I last saw doing that? Cantona.
Yeah.
When he bounced.
It really
he's
feels
scoring
like a
goals and lingering around the place, just looking around, and then he was done.
I feel like Mourinho's different dream circumstances. Job, Mourinho's obviously. Dream job has always been Manchester United, and it hurts because when I was growing up,
he's fancied her across the room for years. He's got with her and found out he's got a dose.
Best example of that.
Mohammed in the comments, Giggs is a part-time caretaker till the end of the season. We still don't know what he's like.
No.
We haven't seen enough of what he's wearing.
I'm not a fan of
like.
The idea of doing that. I'd rather someone like Carrick and McKenna step in that have been there a few months, or McKenna who's been successful with the academy and will work well with some of those players and connect better than someone like Ryan Giggs, who had a couple of years to go out there and prove himself. Obviously, he's just got the Wales job now. It's not the time. I don't think it's the time to get him in my opinion. You don't want to fall out as a club legend with the fans as well.
No, I mean, Giggs should be on for a statue, and that's only going to... He's not going to improve that. The only way Ryan Giggs improves his reputation with United fans is he comes in and he does better than Sir Alex.
Yeah.
He can't do any less than Sir Alex or even Sir Matt. Or he will kill his reputation.
Can't be having the ups and downs with that. I think that's why as well at Arsenal... We didn't see Patrick Vieira maybe come in. He was in with a shout. Like Thierry Henry were rumoured, but especially Vieira, who had a bit of coaching everywhere now. He's got about... I think you don't want to be ruining sort of your legacy at the club, do you?
Toby, I think it was Toby, sorry, I've lost it. The comments are going that quick. Said, I think he'll resign in the morning. I actually think it might be worth getting up early in the morning and just keeping Sky Sports on, just on the off chance that something does pop off like that. What style does Yardim use? Yardim is a—I don't know if you'd call it any sort of style. He's very direct with it, and I like that. I think he'd suit a lot of our footballers, to be honest.
It's a bit sort of Zidane-esque sometimes. Your simple sort of simple. Structure, which is—I know where I'm going to play those plays. Lamar, left-footed player on the left wing, get those crosses in, and he had Bernardo Silva on the right as well, who would sort of come in and create, and then Lamar would sort of hug the line. It's very 4-4-2. You know, sort of Zidane style when they approach that, sort of Isco coming in and then Asensio hugging the line or Bale.
Miles in the Patreon group, actually feel better after this loss than I did after Brighton. Crazy, right? I don't think so, because there was effort today. There was positive to take out. I mean, the first half was a positive. Luke Shaw's performance, positive. What's going on with Dave's passing? I don't know. I thought it was way worse than what the map shown. It felt like every time he passed
I think it was, like we said, it was just the vital ones. And those are the ones you're going to notice at the end of the games.
Ross seems a bit offbeat considering the mood, but I think we should play on the front foot again and let players get a feel for that style of play. Now, there might be some merit to that, to be honest.
100%.
Because I was talking this afternoon about, I think Marcus Rashford should be given an opportunity as a right winger.
Yeah.
But you can't bring him in for one game and go, that didn't work, sling it. You've got to let him have five, six matches and say, there
you go. Van Gaal did that. He stuck him on the right. I think I can remember really well. I think it was Watford at home. In the last season that Van Gaal had, and he stuck Marcus Rashford on the right, missed a couple of his crosses getting them in. You just need to give some of those players a chance to sort of mould into that role, and that's what Ferguson was really good at with the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo, and that's why he's the player he is today, because you play him in positions to get used to certain, you know, reactions and movements. You know, obviously you got one game where you got Antonio Valencia on the right, he plays in a completely different style. Luke Shaw on the other side, Ashley Young on the other side. It changes around you as a player, and you have to adapt to that system around you.
Some more comments in the YouTube chat. Let's see what you guys are saying. Still banging on about Dave passes when the stats showed you it wasn't that bad. Well, it stuck out to me as something that was bad. Howson, we weren't good today. We only attacked in the first half with bad passes. Apparently you don't see this. No, we attacked throughout the game. We attacked first half and we attacked second half. The problem is they scored two goals in 2 minutes, and I don't think the players have got the confidence in their own abilities because of everything else that's going on. And arguably, that might be down to Mourinho in terms of negativity to be able to bounce back from that kind of thing. I think that is all relative. We definitely attacked right the way throughout the game. In fact, we had more shots in the second half than we did in the first half. We had 12 in the second half and 10 in the first half. So we attacked right the way throughout the game. It just didn't fucking happen for us today. Matt Dino, if Pogba continues to be a ghost, I'd... what was that? Where's it gone? Like to see us stick five at the back and bring Alexis in off Rom and Lingard to go with Fred and Matic in midfield. He is... do you know what? he could be looking at getting binned off, to be honest. I mean, look at the X's on the pitch there. There was a lot of misplaced passes. There was a lot of misplaced touches. Matic wasn't excellent as well. Obviously, his first game that he's come back. I think United are struggling, to be honest. And I think there's a lot down to this is that one right there. That one right there in this, about this area. Here is where he tried to do a fucking back heel sort of manoeuvre and end up getting caught.
Even
and
some of
the chance
passes
away.
Are so simple sometimes. They're just not needed. Like, he never looks into the pockets where Jesse Lingard will make that run. And he's so good at doing that. Michael Carrick would have spotted that. Even if he slowed the ball down, Michael Carrick will always spot that pass. And we missed that. And yes, Matic sort of slows the game down sometimes at the right times, protects the defence at the right times. But we need a bit more. When you're a team like Manchester United, you need a bit more from your midfielders. Even if you look at Madrid, even Casemiro, you wouldn't notice him as like sort of a ball-playing defensive midfielder. But when the right pass is there, he will make it. And that's why Madrid do so well.
Oh, I feel sick, lads. In the comments, we've got... Where did it go? Dean Newman, Housen, who takes the job if Mourinho goes? Now, before we get into that question, I was just standing here thinking, 3 games into the season, we've played 3 different formations.
Yeah.
We've played 3 entirely different football teams.
Yep.
And we've played 3 entirely different starting 11s. You guys in the comments, is that tactical flexibility or is that utter bollocks and we have no idea what we're doing? I think I know which way this one's going to go, but let me know in the comments what you think. Who takes a job if Mourinho goes? I think the board wouldn't mind somebody like Pochettino. Not because of what happened today, I think because he's a guy that can work with limited resources and keep him in the top 4, because that is all I believe that the board are interested in.
Yep. I think, like I said about Poch, I think last week, where they want someone in who's just going to say, all right, I'll take 40 million a season. That actually sounds all right for me, because Poch isn't even getting that at Spurs right now. They're getting Lucas Moura on for how much? And then, obviously, they've not really been signing anyone. So he'll be happy with getting that in and just maintaining. And I think that's what Ed Woodward's going to be absolutely loving. Someone who's just going to maintain where we're at, work around his starting 11 over the next few seasons.
Use the academy a little bit.
If you win the league, you win the league. And that's what's so disgusting about the approach that we're getting from the top of the club.
We're 30 likes off 1,000. I believe in you guys more than I believe in the team at the moment. Let's get us in there. The poll's on, is it? Hit the poll, apparently. I can't see it on mine. If you refresh your screen, everybody, there will be a poll, a little I button in the top corner there. Will Jose be in charge in September? Yes or no? It's currently at 59% yes, 40%. I don't know where the other 1% is. saying no. But if you refresh your screen, there's now a poll just above my head, right about here. Press the I and then go and vote on that. What do you guys think? And also, yeah, we're a couple of likes off 1,000, so let's get us over that as well. Roy from the comments says, bat the manager. I always bat the manager. I've come out here today. I think I give quite a balanced opinion on the manager, that I feel for how he's not been backed by the board. But unless he can fix his attitude, where does he go from here? Because he has... I love the phrase, you can only piss with a cut you got, right? He's at some point, he's just got to realise what he's working with and just start working with it, because it's not going to get better for him sulking about it.
Didn't it come out, I think, last week, which was exactly what I was thinking, that at any other club, Mourinho would have been gone by now, especially after the experience he had at Chelsea. Like we said, that's his job. He thinks, I'm going to come to United, I want to win the Champions League or league. That's what I want. And then whatever he's going to do, probably go back to Portugal or whatever, manage the national team. This was his last stop, in my opinion.
Would sacking Mourinho be a mistake? What if this is the peak of where we get second? If with what Liverpool have done and what they've transformed and how good they look, how good Chelsea look and how good Manchester City look, what if second was the most we could expect with a back four of Smalling, Jones, Ashley Young and Tony Valencia? What if he's worked miracles?
He has at certain times, if you look at like certain games we've had in Europe when we've come to the last stages and you have some of those pressured games and you come to Ajax and you've got limited options in that final and you've got to get the best of what you got.
He poker definitely faced has. The shit out of that.
That's what I'm saying, he definitely has, and he's clearly still got the tactics. Like, it's just around him, it's all the negativity, like we speak about again. There's no trust in between the managers, the board, the players, the fans don't know what to think as well.
I don't want to bang on Valencia, but Valencia is not a Manchester United captain.
There's no leaders there.
The Captain's Club, written by Simon, one of the guys that I had on the podcast recently. On the cover, you've got Roy Keane, you've got Gary Neville, Cantona, you've got Buchan, you've got Carey, Charlton, Brian Robson.
No one's walking in there into that dressing room and giving everyone a bollocking. The most I've seen on that pitch, the most I've seen on that pitch today was when we go, I think it was 1-0 down or 2-0 down, Jesse Lingard grabs the ball in the middle and he's screaming his head off at everyone else around him. They're not us. They're not United fans. But the thing is, it doesn't matter whether you've grown up from Manchester supporting United or not. You're playing for one of the biggest clubs in the world. You can't do that. Madrid, Barca, Bayern, United, Juventus. You can't do that. If you're a top player, you need to prove your worth. And half of those players on the pitch aren't doing that. Some of them are lucky to be there, the likes of Fellaini. And that's what's embarrassing.
Guy in the comments there, Jack Coombs in the comments says, he signed Bay and Lindelof. Why didn't he wait like Klopp did to sign Van Dijk? Now, Bay was signed in his first season. I think Bay showed a lot of potential. And I think there's still a hell of a player there. Yeah. But I think Jose's pissed off with some of his erratic behaviour, how much he's missed because of the AFCON, and a couple of the injuries that he's had. He's not really had him for 2 years. Yeah. And I think he grew tired of that. We was demanding Bayer to play in that final. Now, if he's not ready because he's not playing enough games, or he doesn't know the system because he's not here enough, because there might be a whole different reasons that he's like, do you know what, he's too much hassle than he's worth. Lindelof, I don't think he signed him. I think that was a club signing. Much like the way the club have gone, there's money there for Rafael Varane, you want Toby Alderweireld though? Even if it's less money. I think the club are dictating. Ed Woodward is saying, you're not having him because of this. So I'm really reluctant to admit I think that guy has
there's too much control where there shouldn't be enough, where they shouldn't have that amount of control at the top. I remember when David Gill was walking out in the FA Cup final across Wembley, and I remember just shouting to him, I wish he'd stayed. We lost Sir Alex Ferguson and David Gill.
Gill was big, yeah.
Some people don't understand how important that was. You know, having someone that's going to have a bit of bite with them in that board and, you know, sort of say, that's what we want. We're United, we just won the title. When we lost Ronaldo and we didn't sign anyone other than Obertan and what was
Owen
his name? Owen for free. We didn't even, and Valencia for like, what, 16 million? And the Glazers think they're doing the work. Up until Robin van Persie, up until we lose the title to City, they're not really back in the club. I think the Glazers and Ed Woodward have just been getting away with it for a bit too long, and people need to start noticing this. Hopefully it's not an Arsenal situation again where when Mourinho's out, everyone's just going to settle down and think, yeah, that's job done. Because it's a lot deeper than that. And we're seeing that at Arsenal right now, because it wasn't just the fact of getting in a new manager. They're not backing him in the right way. It's just a heap of a mess right now, and it's just.
It is.
Let's just hope
I think
someone does come in, they bring a bit of positivity about them and something about them. And if Zidane comes in, hopefully it G's up some of those plays, because right now it's embarrassing.
Do you think that would be enough?
I don't think that's enough, but it's definitely better than we've got now. And in my opinion, I think we need something fresh right now. And when I say, I'm not saying moving Mourinho out, sorry, is it like, even if you bring in people above Zidane, that's why I'm talking about bringing in something fresh, because we need to allow Ed Woodward to just do all the sponsoring shit. Like, I've just had enough of that, where he's just coming out every season saying, I'm making that much money, you're going to see things that other clubs can't dream of.
Yeah.
But look at us this summer, don't make those statements and not back them up, and then come out saying, we've made this sponsor, we bought in...
We signed Lee Grant. Nobody else signed Lee Grant.
It's just really weird. I don't understand what's going on right now, and I think someone like Edward...
You're going to turn Abdul to drink? Right, let's see what everyone else is saying in the comments, everybody. Howson, manage United, please. I get enough shit.
Shout me for assistant, John.
Lingard's new hair was a mess. I don't really give a shit how people's hair looks, mate. I think you're concentrating on the wrong things. Talk about Fred. I think it's a good signing. I thought Fred had a good game. There was a couple of silly mistakes. I thought he had a great opportunity. I mean, look at that. He was everywhere. There was mistakes there. You can see where he's lost the ball pretty much all over the pitch. But he is a genuine box-to-box midfielder. He's covering all the way down here to all the way up there. And like I said, he had a shot, which is very close. I need to see the chances again. I can't wait to watch that.
He's making the right moves this week, Fred.
I was going to say, I can't wait to watch the match again. I can't wait to watch that first half again.
Let's just forget that.
And I'll look at. I'm going to watch Tottenham's chances, and then I'm going to pretend the rest of that shit didn't happen. Howson plays to the Pogba. You can check out how I play football on Meat Pie last night. And you want Pogba. You definitely want Pogba. You might even want Neil Webb.
I'd get scamming into
55-year-old
strings.
Neil Webb. If Mu goes, who do you want in? Jardim, I quite like the idea of Zidane. I wonder if he's more of a man manager, because a man manager can get more out of a team. I actually, looking back at it, Louis van Gaal was getting a lot out of some players that just Daley Blind made Chris Smalling, and you know, Louis van Gaal made Chris Smalling look legitimately world class for about
he actually looked like one of the best centre backs in Europe. Like, I was generally thinking that whole season, but because he had like two defensive midfielders in front of him covering his ass, and when there was a mistake it was usually through them. And then he had someone like Chris Smalling, when he has a lot to deal with, it's like today with Harry Kane, when he had to deal with him, he actually didn't do too badly up until obviously Phil Jones lost him in the box. It's just weird with the likes of Chris Smalling. It's just, you can't have that week. You can't have someone having three good weeks and then flopping on the fourth one. You can have that at Everton. That's lovely at Everton, because all they want to do is make top eight, top seven right now. That's enough for them, yeah, the way the league's going. But at Man United, you can't have that. And no, that's the problem with the likes of Fellaini and Smalling. They're top eight sides. They're not title challenging.
United fans demand excellence, yeah, and United fans was pissed off when we was winning back-to-back titles because we didn't do better in the Champions League.
Before we signed Van Persie, we were like, yeah, good, point to prove now. City have won the
well,
league.
Well, here's a really good couple of points, right? So, under David Gill,
yeah,
in 2012, we drew the league with City, but we let them have the trophy because they didn't have any. So, we let them have the trophy, but we drew the league because we got loads. Don't worry about us. Fergie went, we lack goals, goes to David Gill. David, I need me a centre-forward like Robin van Persie, right? What was Robin van Persie at the time? An injury-prone, 29-year-old, from a rival. David Gill would have been well within his rights to go, no, he's going to cost us loads in wages. There's no resale value. I don't even know how much we...
That's
we
how Edward would think right now. Wouldn't
And at the time, we had Berbatov, who we'd paid $30 million for. We had Wayne Rooney, we had Danny Welbeck, and we had Hernandez. We had four strikers. And David Gill went, Robin van Persie? Yellow, Arsenal, I want to buy Robin van Persie, right? I imagine that's how it went down. I don't know if that's word for word. In 2006, we had Cleberson and both the Jemba twins, right? We also had Paul Scholes, Ryan Giggs, don't think we had Alan Smith at the time, Smith was around that sort of time, playing central midfield, yeah? We had a solid central midfield. Yeah. He went, I want Michael Carrick from Spurs.
Yeah.
$18 million at the time for Michael Carrick.
A lot of money.
People was almost rioting at that kind of cash. David Gill went and got, this was under the Glazers still as well, went and got Michael Carrick. What happened? United won three back-to-back titles and the Champions League, because that was the last piece that he wanted. Now, if you apply Ed Woodward's thinking, he'd have gone, you've got Cleberson, you've got Jemba, you've got Giggs, you've got Scholes. There's four central midfielders. No. So
Ed
that's
Woodward,
just two instances.
Ed Woodward doesn't have the balls to go and knock onto that door.
Martin Edwards, 1992. We've got Brian McClair, we've got Mark Hughes, we signed Dion Dublin for £1 million and he broke his leg, right? Eric Cantona becomes available. There's that conversation where Leeds are trying to buy Dennis Irwin. They tell him to go sling it, and he says, ask him about Cantona. Now Martin Edwards didn't go, we just paid £1 million for Dion Dublin, who's broke his leg, we can't spend another £1 million on another forward midway through the season. No, wait, play an academy player, play Lee Sharp there, play Giggs there. He bought him, and what happened? United went on to create one of the greatest dynasties that the Premier League's ever seen. Almost total domination.
Ironically, in that season, we lost two of the first three, which was the last time that's ever happened. But are we going to see that reaction from Ed Woodward? Because now thinking of it, when the money wasn't really about, David Gill was making the right decisions alongside Sir Alex Ferguson. Ed Woodward's just up there with the Glazers, having a drink and laughing. Mm. He doesn't care.
But you see the point I'm making? Yeah. That when you... If you're not the football guy, you're the CEO of the company, you're the director of football, your job is to do what the guy who the football expert at the club is, which is Sir Alex Ferguson, which is Jose Mourinho. When he says to you, I need a centre-half, you don't say to him, do you want to come and look in the bargain basement with us? And he goes, no, I don't. He goes, do you want to look at Chris Smalling and Phil Jones? He's like, no, I don't, get rid of them. He goes, I want Toby Alderweireld. You don't go, what about Varane? He's like, I just told you who I wanted. Yeah. And he's done that with possibly Willian, possibly Sandro. I mean, that might have been a shoot.
I think the Perisic thing is definitely true.
Perisic last summer.
I think he definitely wanted Perisic. And
we can't have Perisic, but we're still going to try and tickle Griezmann's balls, who's worth 100 million.
Because he's going to make us money.
Yeah, because he's going to make us money. Like I said, mate, if you want to make money commercially, fucking win everything. Yeah. Win everything, knock everyone out of the park.
Ed Woodward.
It comes at you.
That's all you need to do,
mate. Just comes at you fast.
City have proved that in that year. Obviously, they've spent an enormous amount of money, but they've made the right signings. They've not made a signing that's 50 million just because they think he's going to make them that much money on whatever sales they're going to make.
Mate, forget about, they've spent £1 billion on interest payments, yeah, on a £600 million loan, and we still owe £400 million. That's crackhead maths. Crackheads don't get that in that bad trouble. We're payday loans, man. How have we paid £1 billion off and only took 200 off what we owe? That's bananas.
It's just absolutely embarrassing.
Old Trafford, when was the last time Old Trafford got a lick of paint? They've just started repainting the sides, actually, on the south stand. And they've painted it the wrong fucking colour. Have you seen it?
No.
The outside of Old Trafford, round south stand, has been burgundy since people have had a hole in their ass, right? You go past it now, it's that bright, it's this kind of like bright red. That's not the colour of Old Trafford, man. The top of the fucking stanchions, the white scaffolding stuff over the top of each stand, needs a fucking baby wipe round it. It's minging. No bastard's washed a window since 2005. The fucking club is rotten from top to bottom, and until someone gets fucking £4 billion together, I mean, I got about 30 quid on me. Someone give us the Glazers didn't have the money to buy us in the first place. Someone give us a borrow, I'll buy the club.
The way they're moving the money, I want them to sort my bank account for me, to be honest.
Right, I got a vlog coming out in the morning, which is going to be fucking horrific. Make sure you check that out. Go and give Abdul a follow. His link is in the description down below. Thank you guys for joining us. Give us a like. Make sure to subscribe if you're brand new around here. And let's see where this fucking train ends, because I think it's going to suck for another couple of months at the absolute very least. If Jose's sacked, I guess we'll go live in the morning, man. See you in a bit. Welcome to the Stephen Howson Football Channel. This is where I will take you through everything that I do revolving around football, be it that at Old Trafford or elsewhere. This is where you'll get your match previews, your reviews, your football vlogs, your scout reports, your transfer talk, your youth reviews, your documentaries, and anything and everything revolving around football. I absolutely love this game. Do me a favour and subscribe. Thank you for watching.